Chapter 7, Loving Our Neighbors. All around us, we see the results of the industrial paradigm's focus upon commodities and money, and its worship of fame, power, and control. As a result, modern culture does not give human beings or other living creatures the respect they deserve. Our planet, itself a living being, suffers profoundly from a lack of love. As we have seen, we treat the earth and other species of life with such disregard that all around us are appearing symptoms of serious illness, floods, famines, earthquakes, droughts, hurricanes, plagues, and countless other scourges. In addition, instead of relating to other humans with love, caring, and compassion, we manipulate and exploit them in a vain search for self-gratification. Loving relationships are the way to counteract this negativity. Our personal relationships are a microcosm of how we deal with each other on an organizational, national, and global level, and how we treat other forms of life and the earth itself. Healing our planet ultimately depends upon how we relate to one another in the simple interactions of daily life. By relating to others lovingly, each of us can make a positive difference in our immediate environment. In society today, many people do not experience sufficient love in their families, schools, or places of work. Love that cannot find a healthy means of expression often emerges in various perverted forms. We have already noted the rising levels of child abuse, incest, and rape all around us, as well as many other social and environmental ills. Sexual crimes are distorted manifestations of a natural tendency to love that cannot express itself constructively. Whenever people reject their own divine nature, their thwarted loving energy becomes a destructive force in the world.